Blog Talk Radio.
All right, well, listen, good evening, my brothers and my sisters, and welcome once again to another episode of the PRF Table. This is your host, Dr. Nate Dunlap, and also sitting here as another host of this wonderful show, we have Mary Ann Williams. We call her Mama at the Table. Mama, good evening to you, and welcome once again.
Good evening, my son, Nate, and good evening to my PRF family. I just want to let you know we thank you for joining us, and we do appreciate you. And now with that, we're going to go on ahead and do the show.
Amen, amen. So listen, for those who have not been with us, this is the PRF Table. PRF stands for Possessions, Resources, and Finances. We focus within this PRF realm of helping communities understand the interconnected relationship between possessions, resources, and finances. And so this is just the time that we come together every Thursday at 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time to just share various things that God has placed in our hearts. He gives us well in advance what we should be talking about from month to month. And you are listening to the monthly series, August 2018, called Identity Theft. That is our theme. And what we aim to do is really to provide you who are the listeners and those who are not listening but will listen in the future, provide you with some practical and some spiritual tips on, honestly, Mama, just how to protect yourself and protect your family. That's it. We want people to have the tools that they need to be able to protect themselves, because when I talk to you a little bit about some statistics in a moment, it will let you know that this is not one of those situations that we can just say, it's not going to ever happen to me. And so let's go ahead and get on to the show. And so if you're listening to us, if you're listening to us on Facebook, on our Facebook page, PRF Institute, or you're listening to us through Blog Talk Radio, and you say, listen, I want to go ahead and bring a comment or a question or get some clarification or even tell my story about something that happened to me with identity theft or something that happened to somebody that I know, all you have to do is dial 347-215-7934. Again, 347-215-7934. That is the number to call into the PRF Table every Thursday, 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time when we are live. I also definitely want to say that there is another show that falls on our radio network, and it is called Your Health is Your Wealth. That is moderated, led, hosted by the wonderful Kimberly Silas out of Atlanta, Georgia. She does a wonderful job leading that show every first and third Friday at 2 p.m. Every first and third Friday at 2 p.m. And so just get ready. Get ready. Same number you call to reach the PRF Table is the same one you call to reach Kimberly Silas on her show. And we have some good topics coming up for you later on in the year after we finish out this monthly series of August 2018. So we invite you to be a part of what God is doing to educate his people. Mama, you said earlier today,
yes.
I think I saw on a Facebook post that you said, my people perish for the lack of knowledge.
Yes, I did.
My people perish for the lack of knowledge. We know that particular text comes out of Hosea chapter 4, verse 6. And so what we're going to do for a few moments is we're just going to talk to you about what has actually been going on with this whole thing of identity theft. And we want you just to listen to these comments. We want you to listen to some of the statistics, Mama. And so let me go ahead and get ready, Mama. You can listen and jump in whenever you like to, okay?
Okay, thank you.
So here's a couple of thoughts that I just want everybody to get in their minds. In 2017, $905 million was reported by us, people, consumers, about total fraud losses in that year. That was in 2017. $905 million was reported as losses from people who said, I got. From people who said, somebody stole my identity. I'm a victim. $905 million in 2017. Let me share something with you. Identity theft crimes have not gone down. They continue to go up. So if it was $5 million in 2017, here we are in August 2018. Let's just, for the sake of simple math, let's say we are on track right now for being at $905 million for this year, right? Let's say we're on track. You know what that means? If we take 905 and you divide that by 12 months, $905 million. Just imagine how many people are being affected every single month.
Yes.
Just think about that. Just think about that. I mean, we're in August, right? I mean, this is So
wow. That
would mean if everything was on the same trajectory as it was last year to get to $905 million for this year, $1 million, that means $603 million of losses would have been reported by people this year so far. If you just divide it up by 12. And so I say to the church, I know I said this last week, what I was going to tell everybody last week, where I told everybody last week, where we're going this week, was the responsibility of the shepherds. That's where we're focusing on with this particular thing. I may have hit on it before, but I'm just saying it out loud. I'm saying it up front that you, as religious leaders, as those who say, I'm the shepherd, those who have the pastoral anniversary, those of you who want people to come into the house to hear you preach or teach or whatever it is that you do, let's talk about your responsibility within this. Let's talk about your responsibility. Here's another thing, Mama.
Yes.
Some surveys were done, and 53% of the people who were victims of identity theft said that they feel powerless or hopeless after that thing happened. You got to understand, when you come in when you come in and you take something that you have worked hard for or that just was yours, I don't care if somebody gave it to you, right?
Right.
I was given my name by my parents. I'll be doggone if I want anybody to take Nathaniel Dunlap Jr. and be out there making a mockery of my name.
Right.
Have my
right.
name out there to creditors or future creditors or new creditors, and then all of a sudden my name is sitting somewhere, or your name, listener, is sitting somewhere as something that is negative. Yeah. That's the type of stuff that's going on. I got some more for you too. More than a quarter of the data breaches in last year.
Yes.
We had a lot of data breaches in the country. Out of last year alone, more than 25%, like 27% to be accurate, had to do with healthcare or medical related stuff, breaches. So you got to understand all the folks that go to the hospitals and doctors. Yeah, we have procedures in place for protecting patient information, and we got patient portals, and we got hard copy. We got all those things, but yet folks still got in.
Yes.
See, there's something about an enemy, Mama. An enemy likes to find ways to get in.
Yes, that's right.
Enemies like to find ways to get in. So, Mama, for some reason I'm getting like a feedback from you, but I think we'll be okay in a moment. We're good right there. Wherever we are right now, we're good. All right, so here's where I want us to be tonight, and I'm not going to belabor this at all, but there's an instance in the Bible, Genesis chapter 27. You start around verse 18. I guess you can start there. Let me just read this. Starting in the middle of the story, I'm just going to start in the middle of the story, but go back to verse 1. But starting at 18, so Jacob took the food to his father. And he said, my father. And so it's Jacob, right? Jacob, the father, takes the food. And then, yes, my son. So Isaac answered. And then he says, who are you? Are you Esau or are you Jacob? So Jacob was the father. Jacob was a son. Esau is a son. They're brothers. Isaac was the father. He's asking, who are you? So Jacob comes back and says, it's Esau, it's me. I'm your firstborn. And he had told him to do something, so he tells him, hey, I did what you told me to do. Here's the wild game. Now sit up and eat and give me your blessing. And so Isaac comes back and he says, how'd you find it so quickly? Then Jacob says, the Lord put it in my path. Then Isaac said to Jacob, well, listen, come closer. Now, you got to understand, there was a reason why this is going on and why he's asking these questions of his son, because he's not able to see clearly. So he says, come closer so I can touch you and make sure that you're really Esau. So Jacob goes closer to his father, and then Isaac touched him. The voice is Jacob's, but the hands are Esau's, Isaac said. He felt that something was not right. It sounds like Jacob, but these Esau's hands on me. But he didn't recognize Jacob, because Jacob's hands felt hairy just like Esau's. So Isaac prepared and he blessed Jacob. And then before he actually did that, he said, but are you really my son? And then Jacob was like, yeah. Remember, so what happened? Jacob took something and portrayed himself as his brother Esau. His father felt like there was something going wrong, but he couldn't see them with his natural eyes. So Jacob took the food to his father. Isaac ate it. He drank the wine that Jacob served him. And then Isaac said to Jacob, come a little closer and kiss me, my son. So Jacob goes over and he kisses him. And then when Isaac caught the smell of his clothes, that's what the thing said, hold on now. I'm convinced, because it smells like him. And he blessed his son. And matter of fact, he says, the smell of my son is like the smell outdoors, because he recognized that that's the way that Esau should be smelling. Now, here's the deal. A biblical story that shows you the way that the enemy gets in and likes to portray a counterfeit, likes to play on people's emotions. The enemy got in there, and Jacob allowed himself to be used by the enemy to deceive his own father to get the blessing that was for Esau. This is something that happens oftentimes, if you can put it into this context of what happens when people's identities are stolen. People are not stealing, mama, an identity of another individual because they don't want anything.
Yes,
they want
right.
Somebody, right? They want somebody to give them something by acting like they're the other person.
That's correct.
Jacob did not have the authority. Jacob did not have the right to benefit from the blessing that Esau was rightfully due. Esau was the one who was supposed to have received that blessing from the father.
Yes, that's correct.
But Jacob went in with trickery. Esau was not there, but he had all of the things that allowed his father, who couldn't physically see with his eyes, those things that allowed him to say, okay, this is right. So think about this in the sense of identity theft. In the sense of identity theft, somebody says, I'm going to act like the Social Security number I'm providing belongs to me. I'm going to act like the date of birth of somebody else belongs to me. Mama,
yes.
Mute yourself on your end for me. I'm going to act like the Social Security number is my Social Security number. I'm going to act like the date of birth is my date of birth. I'm going to act like the name is my name. I'm going to act like I live at this particular address that somebody else lives at. I'm going to act like this is my telephone number, even though it's a burner phone. I'm going to act like I'm going to portray this. I'm doing this all so I can trick you as the individual who's willing to give me something, as if you're giving it to the person whose identity that I've stolen. And so my thing is, why in the world do we, can we, how in the world, not why, how in the world can we believe that if we're not prepared, knowing that this has happened to so many people, last year alone, see, Mama, we're not bringing up old information. We're bringing up fairly recent information. It ain't even been a year. So this information is not old. This stuff is right before us. And so Mama, I want to get your thoughts if you jump back in for a moment, if you have any at this time, but powerful story.
Yes.
Not a story about identity theft. That's not the tone of the story, but you see all of the things that's playing into what the enemy has used, the same MO that he used back in Genesis,
yes,
is the same MO that's being used now. And the difference is, he ain't just doing it with one person to steal their blessing. He's doing it to mess up folks' identities and their legacies. I digress.
That's good. And I would say Jacob had assistance too, his mother, because he didn't really want to do it, but his mother, you know, said make a long story short, he would be blamed for this. She said, oh, no, it'd be all on me. See, so, and the same thing is with the identity, I call them thieves. They have assistance too, you know. And as I was saying, you know, on Facebook, that my people perish because of the lack of knowledge. When you don't know, you don't know. But now those of us that know, it's a warning to get prepared, because no one is exempted. And just because it hasn't happened, you know, to me, I can't get complacent and say, well, it happened to my girlfriend. Thank you, Jesus, that it didn't happen to me. And God, you just make sure it didn't happen to me. No, because God has given us, God is not going to come down here and do what we have the ability to do. And so we do have the ability to find out because now that we have those of us have the knowledge, now that we do have the knowledge, you know, we could do some research also. Because everything can't be, it's just like you're in a classroom. The teacher can teach you for an hour, but you're going to have to take that information and do some research on it and read up on it. And so it's the same thing with this, you know. We have to do some research on it as well, you know, so we have an idea, you know, get into our spirit that this is real, you know. This is a show for a half an hour. You know, and it hasn't happened to me. But my suggestion is that we take this very seriously, because this, as you said, it affects the family, it affects your name, you know, it puts you through having to get all another Social Security card. I mean, you know, then you're at the police station, you know, because the police is going to be investigating it, and so you have to leave your job, you know. It is really serious, you know, and I believe that God wants us, you know. I remember when I was in Florida, and I was getting to go across the street, and the pastor had just preached about how the Holy Spirit will, you know, you will know, the Holy Spirit let you know. And so I didn't see no cars coming or anything. And so as I got ready to step out, it was just like the Holy Spirit just stopped me. I stopped. And this call came out of nowhere. So God will warn us. And he will you know, want us through people, and it's definitely on television, on commercial. So we are definitely have the knowledge now, because even if you don't know, you can just look on. It's just constantly going on television, you know, about this identity theft. So it is a very important thing, and as you were saying, it affects your name and your legacy. And as you were saying, you know, you just don't want your name to be, you know, it's just a mockery, you know. And then here you have this bill, you know, of $100,000, and now how you got to go through all the process. It's a lot of steps in this particular process of identity thief. So, you know, this is something to take very seriously, and a lot of times it's not a priority. But we need. My suggestion is that we need to make this a priority, because you know I'm on Social Security, and then if I don't have, then I go there and I don't have any money. What am I going to do? Because see, it's still going to take them time to, you know, if you do have some tools in place, it's going to take them some time. So here I don't have, you know, what am I going to do for rent? You know. And so now it's affecting my son and his wife, and they have responsibility. So they don't want to see mama out. So now that's going to be pulling over $500 out of their budget to help me when I could have done something about it. So it's not always about me, myself, and I. It's about the other people, you know, that you will affect in your family. You know, and as being mothers and, you know, and we're elderly, our children, you know, I'm just saying, the ones who will help, they're going to help, but it's going to pull out of their budget. So, you know, do I want that to put that burden on my son when I have this knowledge here and I can do something about it? No. And if I don't do anything about it, then that's very selfish of me. Amen.
Here's what I'll, let me say this. Two things that I want to... I can't clarify what you said, but I want to bring a understanding that I think is a little bit better.
All right.
One of the things that you mentioned, and it's become a church thing, it's become church talk about conduct your own research.
Yes.
I'm telling everybody, no, you ain't got no reason to conduct your own research, right? Let me tell you why. Because first of all, if it was about conducting your own research, the question is, how come you ain't done it already by up to now? Why has it not been done up to this point? Maybe because that's not the most important thing. So I'm not going to tell somebody to go conduct the research on it, because if all these people continue to get hit like it's been over the years, and you don't hear people talking about, I did all these things right, I learned about these things, I pulled up this information, they ain't doing it.
Okay.
So I'm not even going
to
tell people that, right? Just like standing in the pulpit talking about, if you don't believe me, listen, go study for yourself. I'll be doggone. That ain't what the word teaches.
Yes,
if God gives it to me, he gave it to me. What the heck you listening to me for if you got to go check behind me? Come on. I mean, we can. That, can you imagine somebody going into the temple in the biblical days when everybody and their kids and the mamas and grandparents weren't sitting all up in there, and children wasn't passing little babies back and forth across the front to the second row, to the third row, to the fourth row, back to the third row, to the second row, to the first row. None of that stuff was happening in the temple. There was headship. And it came to the men of the household to be able to go back and to help teach their families. So, that's my thing right there. It's like, we're not going to be trying to tell you, because if you don't know where to go and get the information, which goes to my second piece.
Okay.
You talked about, you know, you have this knowledge, and I'm going to say, no, they don't really have the knowledge, right?
Okay.
You mentioned the 30-minute time frame. You don't really have the knowledge, because do you know how much stuff we're not covering? This is a lesson in PRF, identity theft. This is a lesson that we teach. So, no, you're not getting... And this is radio that we're doing, that we're presenting right now. This is on radio. This is not a class, but we're providing some tools for you. But if you think that you're going to be able to get everything, and Listen, some of you are listening to this, and we praise God for you, but you don't even remember what scripture we talked about because you're riding down the street. You ain't wrote it down. And are you going to think about the research piece? Are you going to go back home and wait until this episode is uploaded and go back and listen to it for another 30 minutes so you can catch the scripture that we talked about? Mm-mm. So that's why you had to come into a certain setting that's actually designed to be able to deal with this and be able to say, what are you doing or not doing that we can help transform within your mind and then put it into practice?
Okay.
Another thing
thank
about
you.
The spirit, right? The spirit. You mentioned the spirit will show you. Well, let me ask this question. Where the spirit at for all these victims of identity theft? Where was the spirit at? The spirit ain't show me before we got hit. So see, that's church stuff, church talk coming out. We just gonna tell you stuff so you can think, no, it ain't working. Listen, 147 million potential victims last year through the Equifax data breach. I don't know if you remember that, the credit reporting agency. They had 147 million people. We were one in that 147 million people as well. So my question is, okay, if the spirit is always going to tell you about everything, spirit don't warn you about every negative thing that's going to happen in your life.
That's true.
If that's the case, then the only thing you can come back with is the spirit warns you about everything, and then when bad things happen, it's because you wanted to happen because you didn't do nothing about it. Because if you say that, then listen, then we got a whole bunch of, we got 40-something people got killed in a weekend a couple weeks ago in a weekend up in Chicago. Maybe the spirit didn't warn those individuals because they may not have accepted Christ or have that spirit according to their religion or whatever.
Okay.
But what about the mothers? What about the grandmothers? Did the spirit not, what happened? The spirit didn't get to them? And let them know your son about to get shot in a drive-by. So no. We back up off of that and say, nah, let's not be telling folk. Not you, Mom. I'm just saying, you know, you repeated what you heard. But we are not going to be ones that say the spirit's going to tell you about everything that's going to happen in your life. No. Because a lot of times things happen not because of what we've done, but because of those other folk. Matter of fact, Jesus said it like this when the man was blind. They came to him and said, Master, Rabbi, was it because of this man or his parents that this boy was born blind? And Jesus said it was neither him or his parents, right? Because remember, when people were born in certain conditions, the first thing was about sin.
Right.
They sinned, and this is what is being given back to them because of what they did. So Jesus was like, nah, stop that. I know what y'all heard. But no, it's not because of him or them that this is what actually happened. It's that the glory of God might be made manifest after he steps in to do something. So listen, I know today we didn't really get too much into the part about the pastors and the shepherds, but I promise you we'll get to it next week. Mama, it's been good. I think we've covered some good things.
All right, thank you.
I will say this as far as resources. If you want to know a couple more specific tips, I'm going to say the ball is now in your court. The ball is in your court. And for everybody who listens to this episode and they reach out to me either or to us by email, admin@prfministry.org, all you got to do is put in the subject line, I want to know more. And we'll go from there and watch what God does for you saying, I want more. Or you can reach out to me. You probably can't do it on Facebook, but reach out to us on Facebook, on the PRF Institute Facebook page. And you can send us a message there, or you can post it and say, I want more. If you want more, we'll give you more. That's how it's going to be. We love you. God bless you. Thank you, Mama, for sitting at the table as always. And we will see y'all next Thursday at 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. God bless you. Good night.